Welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estertori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. Here, we keep you on the pulse of major insurance developments impacting consumers, businesses, and the industry itself. In recent weeks, the rising impacts of climate change have been hot on the Senate's agenda. On May 18th, the Australian Senate sparked a detailed investigation, spearheaded by Green Senator Maureen Faruqi, focusing on affordability and accessibility of insurance amid increasing climate risks. Simultaneously, the Insurance Council of Australia has pledged cooperation, reiterating its commitment to community safety and responsible disaster responses. Stay tuned till November 19th, when we eagerly anticipate a final report. Segueing into the life and risk market, there's a somewhat shaky discourse. Research figures reveal a struggling market due to a scarcity of advisors and newly implemented regulations. Total risk premiums have seen a slight 0.4% incline, standing at $16.5 billion for last year ending in December 2023. Still, not all seems gloomy, as new disability income business rose by 7.3%, tipping the scales to $451 million. Meanwhile, city dwellers are raising their voices too. The aftermath of the 2022 floods in Melbourne has revealed several chinks in our industry's armor, sparking ultimatums from residents for clearer communication and swift action. Among the most glaring issues were delays in assistance, confusion surrounding insurance claims, and possible insurance premium hikes. On a positive note, Allianz has risen to the challenge, streamlining their flood coverage to simplify claims, thus alleviating some of the burdens caused by the 2022 floods. Starting this year, new clients in moderate or low-risk areas will automatically receive flood coverage with a slight uptick in the premium, a move I believe will potentially speed up the claim processes. That's all for our insurance news wrap this week. Remember to visit financialservicesonline.com.au for more on personal and business insurance. This has been Paige Estertori, keeping you well informed, because knowing is empowering.